three things today. Between now and a quarter, I have to do a test set at a quarter one. So we'll stop at a quarter to one. Three things I hope is Hashem. Number one, today, begin to go through the Rashis. Number two, to do Tosfos Dibur Maskil via Baal Malkana and see the basic treatise of Rishonim on that. And number three, to start Tosfos Dibur Maskil via Baal Malkana. So let's take a look at Rashi Risiya. So I was working with the Girsa in front of us in Rashi Dibur Maskil Risiya. The Rashi says, "Koydim shik beisa," that I picked it up before I saw it before you picked it up. I saw it before you picked it up. So we asked, we're mechaving to Marsha's kasha. We were all bothered. At the end of the day, what does it mean, "Koydim shik beisa"? What's Rashi coming to be mechadish? What's Risiya "Koydim shik beisa"? What's that coming to be mechadish? So this sends the Marsha to do something astounding. This causes the Marsha to change the Girsa in Rashi. Zok the Heilige Marsha. The Pirush Rashi, the first Marsha in our Maseches. Risiya Koydim Shik Beisa Kenu the Pirush Rashi Yushefanenu. The Hum Migum Gam Lefi Svara. And this Rashi is confusing according to logic. How does the Maharsha explain what he's bothered by? The Hashta, the Bria Baal Makani. If you're Kani along with Ri'iya, Ma Mo'il Shiroa Sekodim Agbos Chavera. Why does it help that he saw it before his friend picked him up? Im Lo Ya'om Ashiroa Sekodim Agbos Chavera. In other words, I understand, you tell me if you agree, that the Maharsha is saying like this, that at the end of the day, who cares? If Ria is Kona, who cares whether it was Kodem Havas Chavero? Why does Rashi need to spell that out? If I'm the first one that's Roa, who cares whether his friend picked it up or not? At the end of the day, Ria is Kona. Vinira li lahagia risia Kodem Sheik Besiosa. So hence what the Talmidim know as Agos Tziyunim. Don't quote it as Agos Tziyunim. Quote it as the source that the Agos Tziyunim quotes it from. That's the Marsha. Sarech Loimar Shu Oimer Shira Os Kodem Sheik again. Vinirli Hagia Risiya Kodem Sheik Besiosa. You have to change the gears and not Kodem Sheik Besa before you picked it up, because it doesn't make a difference whether you picked it up or not, asks the Marsha. But the Chiddush here is before I picked it up. Now it's change the gears and not Hig Besa, but Hig Besi. V'ritzaynoi, what's the Kavana? Dal Karcha Chaya Shom Hagba. It must be that there was Hagba. Midiktani Shnaim Ochsin. And when the Gemara, in other words, Shnaim Osim means that there are two people who are holding on to it. When the Gemara says the Salkadai Techamina, the Riya Baal Makani, that we say that there's a Havami Riya Lotus Kana, Tzarech Lomer Shuomer Shirosa Kodem Sheik Biasa. In other words, the Rashi is saying, coming tells like this, that despite the fact that the Mishnah says Shnaim Osim Mikalas, that means that he's holding on to it, nevertheless, he's not koneh at the time that he's holding it, from the moment he held on to it, but rather Re'iyah Balma is koneh, and that's what Rashi is emphasizing. Despite the fact that it says Shnaim Ofsin, nevertheless, Umatzasa, Ani Omer Mitzasiya, in the Havamim, the Gemara means Re'iyah, that I'm koneh not from the moment when I picked it up, but rather I'm koneh from the moment I saw, that the Chiddush here is Kodem Sheik Beisi, before I picked it up. Now, the Marsha's shot is a sharp shot. The only thing is, we will not go with the Marsha. The reason we're not going to go with the Marsha is because the later Perushim point out that there's no one who had this Girsa in Rashi. No one who had this Girsa. The Marsha changed it on his own, and no one has this change in Rashi. Usually, when Achron changes the Rashi and his shot is accepted, is when we found, and this happens often, we find signs of that pshat in other svarim. However, in this case, we don't have that. So hence, even though the Marsha's pshat is definitely a working pshat in Rashi, it's not going to be the pshat that we're going to run with, because at the end of the day, there's no source that this change is correct. So let's take a look. Yes, Daniel? Maram Shif, Rabbo said.
I don't see why it's changed on anything. Either way, it shouldn't matter who picks it up when. Either way, it's all about when you saw it. So why does it matter if...
No, so the Chiddush here is that even though Shaim Olsen Bitalis seems to indicate that he picked it up, nevertheless, Rashi's emphasizing that Re'iyah is at the moment that he's Kone.
Yeah, but so why does it matter if it's I picked it up, you picked it up, or he picked it up?
Why does Marsha say he doesn't like Hikbesa?
Yeah.
Because what's Hikbesa? Why is that relevant over here? If Re'iyah is Kone, so it's Kone whether he picked it up or not.
So why does it matter if I picked it
up? But if you picked it up, so I would have thought that Shnai Mosin Metala seems to indicate that when I picked it up, that's when I was Kone. That's when you say Yachlogu? Kamash Milan. No, Re'iyah, that's what Rashi's saying, that the Re'iyah before the Hagba is what's coming. Yeah. Think it through. Yes?
It just sounds like, though, that according to the Marsha, Rashi isn't being Chayesh anything. He's just emphasizing something.
Yes, he's emphasizing that. He's being Masbir the Gemara.
The Gemara straight up says that. The Re'iyah is what's coming.
Yeah. And that's what Rashi's bringing out. But the Marsha added. Marsha added that he picked it, that even though the Mishnah is Mashma, then he picked it up. And that's exactly. Rashi's being Masbir the Gemara. Let's take a look at Birashi B'dibar Masbir Isiya in the Maram Shif. I am indebted to Izzy and Rav Shimon for this Maram Shif. Let's take a look at this Maram Shif. The Moda Lechavero, he conceives his friend, Shekbiya also Kodim. Rak, who wrong, Mikodim Shekbiya Chavero. The Chavero Maraniri Isiya Bitchila. Afilochik Tani Achloku. The Shmamina the Ria Kodim. So Maram Shif is going with the Girsa. Kodim Shekbeisa. Okay. So what is the Marasha say? The Maram Shif is going with the Girsa. Kodim Shekbeisa. We're not going to use that Girsa Shekbeisi anymore. So how is the Maram Shif, what did the Maram Shif say in this line? The Maram Shif says in this line the following. Here, the Chiddush is that he admits that Shimon picked it up first. So the Chiddush, the first part of the Maram Shif, is that he picked it up first, that Shimon picks it, that Reuven says Shimon did pick it up first. And the Chiddush over here, the first step, we need to develop a little more, is despite the fact that he concedes that Shimon picked it up first, his Re'iyah is coming. Okay. Continues the Maram Shif. Aval I havitayin re'isiya kodim shero'isa. But what if it would have just said that I saw it first? Then maybe, what does it mean, I saw it first? I saw it first before you saw it. Kodim Sharisa. Vayamuvan Efshar, then it would have been possible, I'm telling you how to read the Maram Shif inside Rabbosai. Vayamuvan Efshar, and would have been possible, Shebi'inyin Agbo Efshar Shebahadi Adodi Agbua, that both of them picked it up at the same time. Ve'ein Mechulakin Rak Beriyah. And the only reason you're dividing it is due to the fact of Re'iyah. Now let me retranslate that. They mechulak and rak b'Re'iyah, and it's not only because of the Re'iyah that you're dividing it. V'dilma mishamachik tani yachloku. And maybe for that reason you're saying yachloku. Maybe the reason why you say yachloku is because they picked it up simultaneously. Who says that's the Re'iyah that tells you that you say Yachloku? Maybe in our case, in the Mishnah, Rashi is bothered that the reason why you're saying Yachloku is because they both picked it up simultaneously. So Rashi says, no! Aniris Asiya, and then you picked it up. That I conceded that you picked it up first, all of it. But I claim that I saw it first. So then the reason we're saying Yachloku is because each one of us said we both saw it. But if Hagbo would be the defining factor of Yachoku, then in this case, I would not get it. He would get it because I admitted he picked it up first. Hence, Rashi needs to spell out that in our case of the Risir Yisiya, it's not talking about in the Gemara's pshat that each one of them said they saw it first and then they picked it up simultaneously. Because if that would be so, then it wouldn't prove that Riya is Kana. So Rashi needs to say, no, I said that I saw it, and then I say, and you picked it up first. Oh, if I admit that you picked it up first and still we say Yachloku, now we show that Riya is Kana. That's the Maharam Shif's brilliant shot in Rashi. Who wants me to say it again? Max, you want me to say it again? What's that? Say it again? Sure. Maharam Shif says as follows. Rashi needs to say, I'm now summarizing Maharam Shif. Rashi needs to say that Reuven says, I saw it and Shimon picked it up first. Because if he didn't say that Shimon picked it up first, maybe the reason they're dividing it is because they both picked it up at the same time. But now once Rashi says that we say Yachloku, despite the fact that Reuven concedes that Shimon picked all of it up first, we see that the Yachloku is stemming from the Re'iya and not from the fact that each one of them is holding it. That's Maharam Shif. Now, let's take a look at the Pnei Yoshua. We're going to have three pshatim in Rashi. The Marashah, with that Tzarechiyut, the Maharam Shif, and the Pnei Yoshua. Let's take a look at the Pnei Yoshua's pshat. Pnei Yoshua is in the Pirush Rashi B'divrei Maskil Re'isiyah. The Kavanoso, says the Pnei Yoshua. Rashi's explanation is the following. The Kavanoso Mavur. The Afal Gav the Echo. Now the Pnei Yoshua starts out like the Maharam Shif, and then ultimately he gives a different pshat. And I'm going to try to analyze with you the Pnei Yoshua's pshat to get to maybe a deeper longus. The Pirush Rashi, B'divrei Maskil Re'isiyah. In the red editions, it's Beis on the bottom. In the brown editions, it's Gimel towards the top. Says the Pnei Yoshua, the Kavanasa Mavur. The Afa gav the Echod Moide Shechaverei Biatchila. Even though Reuven admitted that Shimon picked it up first, then he called Makom Hiv Shalom. Nevertheless, belongs to Reuven. Kivan the Rosa Kodem, since he saw it first. V'yadu'alo Shirosa Kodem Bibiru. Kigon Shura V'igid the Chavera. So Pnei Yoshua is saying that the Chiddush over here is that Rashi's trying to bring out a Chiddush. That even though you did the Agbah first, nevertheless, the Riyah is still Konim. V'amibin Yavin, it's different than the Maharam Shif. The Pnei Yoshua is saying that we still would have had a Havamina, that if I, Reuven, concede that Shimon picked it up first, then I wouldn't be Konev. Nothing to do with if both of them had picked it up to preclude the possibility that both picked it up simultaneously. That's what the Maharam Shif does. Pnei Yoshua does something simpler. Pnei Yoshua says that there's a Havamina, even within the Tzad that Riyah's Konev, that if this fellow picked it up after I saw it, then he would be Konev. So what does the Pnei Yoshua mean? Why would we have had a Havamashah? I'm asking on the Pnei Yoshua. Before we go on, anybody want me just to say Pnei Yoshua's words again? Good. Let's see it. Let's do it in the words, and then I'll rephrase it. Elo she'om the afalga the echon mode Reuven's mode shechavera mode higbiyot tchila that his friend picked up first. Elo she'omer the mikol makom shelo. Nevertheless, it's still his. Kivon the rose called him. since he saw it first, via du'alo sheraosa called them bebirur. Kigon shura vihigid l'chaveira. The Bnei Yeshua is adding that I who saw it told you, I saw it first, even though I know you picked it up beforehand. The rest of Bnei Yeshua might relate to the next Rashi, the Diktani Yachloku. But before we continue on the Bnei Yeshua, Bnei Yeshua says like this, I would have had a hava mina that if this guy picked it up after I saw it, who says then we say the Riyah is kana? Mikol makom, it's mine, even though the guy picked it up afterwards. This is how I read the Pnei Yeshua. Anybody disagree with my reading of the Pnei Yeshua? Okay. If my reading of the Pnei Yeshua is correct, so then I ask the following question, we need to be ma'ayim more in what the Pnei Yeshua is saying. Why would it be that Re'iyah alone would be kana? If the guy, I don't concede that the guy picked it up first, so then in such a case, then Re'iyah would be kana. Rashi needs to be mechadesh, and even though Re'iyah is kana, but if the guy picked up afterwards, then I'm still kana. Mamanashach. If Re'iyah is kana, it's kana. If Riyah's not kone, it's not kone. If Riyah's kone, then if the guy picks up afterwards, it's still mine. Right? No one's going to have a hava mina that the wallet in my pocket that I did a kinyan on, that if Shmuel now does a kinyan on, and he's going to be kone. No one's going to have such a hava mina. So why all of a sudden you have a hava mina that Riyah's kone? Because Long Rashi says, even if the guy picked it up first, new max, you can explain that? What's going on? What's the Bnei Yeshua say? So I thought maybe one could suggest, this might be important later on, just going to give you an idea. I didn't remember where the Tosis was, Rav Thaler, exactly in Kedushin, Rav Thaler pointed it out, that's in Tosis in Kedushin on Testament Aleph. Tosis says that Re'iyah, this gets involved in the sugya of Re'iyah, there's a case called Ani HaMahapech B'Charara. Ani HaMahapech B'Charara is the following halacha. You have two people who are, what's the expression in English? You know, like the people who go through the garbage looking for the deposit for the bottles? It's the expression that they use. What's that?
Dumpster divers,
okay. So you have dumpster divers who are scrounging for something in the dumpster. See, each of them are. So the question is whether in Lomdus, divers is the right lashon. So halacha actually is, ani ha-mahapich b'charara, that if they're looking in the dumpster, whoever sees it is entitled to it. You don't have to pick it up. The ani that sees it, he's the one who's kona. We're going to get involved, of course. Re'iyah is kona, not kona, sometimes yes, sometimes no. So you know from places in Kedusha and Nukhtes Samad Aleph that when it comes to the Ani, so then in such a case he's kona. He doesn't need to pick it up. Ad kedei kach, it goes so far that if Reuven is the Ani, he sees it. Shimon is another Ani, and he dives in and he grabs it. So, but if Reuven saw it first, he's kona. So what do you see from the halach of Ani Ha-Mahapich B'Charara? We see from the halach of Ani Ha-Mahapich B'Charara that Re'iyah gives you first dibs and that you're kona. Now there is a middle possibility, and that is that Re'iyah gives you first rights. Right? It gives you the first dibs. But what happens if you never picked it up? Maybe Re'iyah is only a schus. Who says that it becomes yours? If the guy claims that I was kona al yidei Re'iyah, maybe Re'iyah is the pshat that from Hefker I get a schus. I have first dibs if I'm interested. Right? But what happens if I say, but Einach Nami, you took it, and I was mevater on it. So then in such a case, maybe the halacha would be different. Maybe the halacha would say that ri'iya is a schus kedima, but ri'iya doesn't necessarily mean that you're mamish konen. Comes along Rashi, according to the Pnei Yoshua, and says like this, I would have had a hava mina ri'iya works as a schus kedima in the halachos of Mitzia. Just like, similar, not maybe exactly the same, but similar to halacha of Ani Amapich B'Charora. That the fact that I say that I had, that I saw it first, gives me a schus kedima in the object. But what happens if I don't, you were Magbia first, and I show no interest in being Magbia? Maybe Ochazin means that each one wants it. Who says that he's told this? Rashi says this guy was Magbia. Mitzasia means what? I saw it. I saw it and you saw it. But I saw it first and you held on to it. I would have thought in such a case that Re'iyah is not Mamish Akinyan. But Re'iyah is a Schus Kedima. Kamash Malon, that it's not. So maybe that we could add a little bit to the Pnei Yoshua. So we have three different Pshatim within Rashi. The Marsha says, what's Re'isiya mean? What's Rashi saying? Kodamik Basi. That Abkona from the moment I do Re'iyah. Not when I pick it up. Says Maram Shif, I say Kodim Sheik Besa to tell us that I was Moda that he picked up first, and therefore we're ignoring the Hagbah. And it's not the Pshat that both of us picked it up. According to Pnei Yoshua, Rashi is saying that I saw it before you picked it up, to tell you that even though he picked it up, nevertheless, I'm Conan. Why? So according to Pnei Yoshua, it seems that we would add a halamina the Re'iyah only works when the guy doesn't pick it up. What's that shot? So it could very well be that the Vard is like this, that maybe in the Havamina I would have thought that Re'iyah is something like a right. That if I see something first, then I have a right to it. But if I allow you and I never fight for the talis, I only say mitzasiya that I got its right, so then in such a case, maybe the hagbah is not as significant. Then in such a case, then maybe if I concede to him, the hagbah doesn't work. Kamashmala, no, that re'iyah is a full-fledged kinyan. It's an interesting question. What would halacha be? In ani amapich b'charara, the halacha is that I get the first zechus. But what happens if I don't show any interest in grabbing it? Maybe no. Maybe in such a case, Re'iyah is just a schus ba'alma. So when it comes in the Havamina, the Gemara says the Pnei Yeshua, no, Re'iyah is not about first dibs. That's the crunch. I would have had a Havamina, Re'iyah's first dibs. Hamash Malon, that it's not going to be first dibs. Yes, Yonatan.
I just wanted to know. What was that about
Right, I added, you could ask on my chat, but doesn't it say Shnayim Ochsin? So if it's Shnayim Ochsin, then that showed from the beginning that he was interested in holding on to it. So maybe no, maybe Shnayim Ochsin means it. Rashi says, you picked it up. Kodim Sheik Beis Osa, you picked it up. So how is it called Ochsin? Because each one wants the talus.
So one.
Right, each one's claiming the talus. Each one's claiming the talus. Let's continue on in Rashi. Bireiyah kani. So in the Havamina, the Gemara, Mitzasiya, we say with Re'iyah you're kane. Midiktani yachloku. The fact that it says yachloku. So we were bothered yesterday. What does Rashi mean? Why does Rashi need to say? Because it says yachloku. It's a davar pashut. That obviously, if Re'iyah is kani, the Mishnah told us that you divide. What's Rashi coming to tell us? Midiktani yachloku. Anybody have a suggestion? What's Rashi coming to L'chura it's pashut. Mediktani achloka. What's Rashi coming to? Yeah, Ori.
Maybe you can go with the Maram Shef that before, that since he was moda in the Hagbah, in the case where the Mishnah says yachloku, there can't be a moda. It has to be a chloku. There has to be. They're both arguing. So even in the case of moda, where they're moda in the Hagbah, since the Mishnah says yachloku, it has to be that the Re'iyah is the Kona.
How I understand all of that from the word shet, according to my Ram Shif's chat, meaning sheik besosa. What did the words midiktani yachloku add?
There can't be anything included with moda. There can't be an agreement here. The yachloku teaches that they both have to have an equal argument here.
Okay, so maybe we're going to say something similar. I think the emes lies in a very important part of how to read Rashi in general. You know, sometimes where Rashi's sentences start and stop are not so clear. It seems to me that the only way to read Rashi, that Rashi's not being redundant, is something along the lines of the following. You read the two Rashi's together. Re'isiya kodim shik besosa, bere'iya kani midiktani achloku. That re'iya before his akbah shows us that Ria is Kani because Yachloku, because the Mishnah says Yachloku. Dahainu, according to the Pnei Yoshua's Pshat and the Maharam Shif's Pshat, there's a tremendous chiddush over here. And that is that even though Shnayim Ochzin Metalis, the Ochazin should say what? The Ochazin should say that Shimon is Kone. The Ochazin should say that Shimon is Kone. Kamash Malon, that since Re'iya is Kone, but Kamash Malon, the Yachloku shows us that the Re'iya is Kone. So for example, according to Pnei Yoshua's Pshat, according to Pnei Yoshua's Pshat, it's a massive chiddush. The Hagbah really tells us, from the Ochazin perspective, really the halacha should be that Shimon should get it. Kamash Malan, the fact that it says Yachloku, shows us that Reuven has an equal right in it, which is due to the fact that Re'iya is Kona. So what were we asking yesterday? We were asking Re'iya Kona. Of course, we know that the Mishnah says Yachloku. But once you read the Rashi together, the emphasis is, despite the fact that the Shimon did the Hagbah, nevertheless, the Mishnah says Yachloku. Now Rashi's not just Stam repeating the Mishnah. The emphasis, what we're adding is, that the Hegbesosa is being contrasted with the Re'iya. And Rashi's just showing that the Re'iya is coming because of Yachloku. But the emphasis over here, now Rashi has much more meaning. Mishe Besosa, despite the fact the Re'iya is Kona, as we see from Yachloku. And I want to emphasize, as we see from the Yachloku, in contrast to the Achiza. In contrast to the Achiza is not what's telling us the Yachloku. Because he was Magbiya beforehand. That may be what Rashi is coming to emphasize. Again, these are very, very subtle points. These are not Brisker Chidush. Let me just stop and make this very, very important point. Rav Tversky Shlita points out that every sugya has its own dynamic. In other words, you know, there's not one style of learning. When Rashi says something, you have to ask the logical questions in Rashi. When Tosas says something, you got to ask logical questions in Tosas. This is very, very different. This type of analysis right now is very different analysis than the whole Talos and a half a Talos and the way the Ochzin works and so on. But Tosas brought up the lumdos of how Ochzin works. Rashi's not bringing that up. Rashi's trying to explain every nuance of what the Havamin is. So then you got to ask the Pshat questions. So you need to be Masber al Pi Pshat. So that's how to read it. Presumably that's the way to read Rashi. That the Besosa is not significant, and we don't focus on the Ochazin, rather we focus on the Re'iya, because the Mishnah said Yachloku. You're right, Rashi's not being Mechadish anything, Midiktani Yachloku. That's not what Rashi's doing. Rashi's contrasting the Besa, where the Shnayim Ochzin might indicate that there was an equal Achiza. No, there was no equal Achiza. But it's the Re'iyah we see allows them to divide it as the Psak in the Mishnah. In other words, the Halacha that the Re'iyah tells us to divide is Mukhrach from the Psak of Yachloku. And the Halacha that Re'iyah is Kone is Mukhrach from the Halacha of Yachloku. That's what Rashi's saying. The next Rashi, Tana Kula Shali, Rashi says, "B'chazaka gemura sheik beisi tchila." So let's remind ourselves of what was going on in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Itana ani mitzasiya havamina, my mitzasiya riisiya." I forgot the loss of the other day. B'riya ba'al mekani, tana kula shali de'b'riya lo kani. So the word kula shali tells me that everything we just learned above is wrong. That riya is not kon. That riya is not konin. So everybody asked beautifully yesterday, how does kula shali show you that it's not konin, that Riyah is not konin? So what does Rashi say? Tana kula shali, Rashi somehow is addressing this. Bechazaka gemur sheik beisi tchila. No, kula shali tells us a chazaka gemur that I picked it up first. Va'ata tafasta miyadi, misha zachisipa, and you grabbed it from me. So we were bothered, how does kula shali show us that's bechazak and gemura? So maybe, based on the way we were masbir Rashi above, we have part of the answer. What does Rashi do right in the beginning when Rashi says, Risia? Rashi goes out of his way to say, Risia is everything and Hagbah is nothing. Right? The antithesis of Risia is Hagbah. And either Risia is going to work as the Kenyan, or Hagbah is going to work as the Kenyan. Vamevin Yom the Pnei Yoshua, we had a Havamina, there's a middle ground. Kamashmala, no, there's no middle ground. Either Risia is the Kenyan, or the Hagbah is the Kenyan. That's Bein Ladasa Maram Shif, Bein Ladasa Pnei Yoshua. In Kenim Advarim, so then, what is the Gemara saying? Not only in Kinyanim is Hagbah and Risia the exact opposites in our Sugya, but linguistically in our Mishnah, what are the opposites of each other? Kula Shali and Mitzasiya. So Rashi understands that the Gemara is saying like this, and here comes Yosef and he adds a little bit more. Yosef comes along and points out, what Rashi is saying is that why would we need to say Kula Shali if we have everything in the words Mitzasiya? So Kula Shali is telling me something that's different than Risia. And what did we mention above in Rashi is the opposite of Risia? What's the opposite of Risia? The opposite of Risia is Hagbah. So now it's not just stam the word kula shali. It's the two opposites of each other. Rashi already said out above that Risia is antithetical to Hagbah. And the Gemara is following up, and the Gemara is saying like this: Hav amina ma'isi Risia afgadus mirkane. Tana kula shali. The Tana added kula shali. What is kula shali if not Rashi's Mechadish, the Gemara's Mechadish, the opposite? Again, it's still a tremendous Chiddush. But now we understand the back and forth. The Gemara's Hanacha is that if it's not Risia, then it's the opposite type of Kenyan. What's Kula Shali? B'chazaka Gemura Sheik Beisi Tchila. So again, the emphasis being the Hagbah. Why does Rashi say Chazaka Gemura? Because Rashi is saying that the Re'iyah is nothing. Then Rashi's bothered by a technical question. The fact that there's Shnayim Ochzin Betalis. And the fact that both of us are holding on to it is nothing. It's not a proof at all. You grabbed it from my hand. Okay. I'm still a little bit bothered. I'm still a little bit bothered at the end of the day. Where do you see in the words Kula Shali the opposite? But what I do see, Yosef, if you have anything more to add, to where do you see in the words Kula Shali the opposite? But we do see that Rashi already set up that the antithesis of Re'ia is Hakbah. And therefore, if we added something to Re'isia, like Kula Shali, so then the Gemara assumes that that Kula Shali means all mine, in contrast to a Re'ia. Now, Re'ia is a schus. Either it's a schus kedima, v'amevin yavin, or it's a schus kinyan. But Kula Shali, maybe Yosef will add a little bit more. Kula Shali indicates that it's more than just a schus. Maybe that's a little bit more. Kula Shali indicates it's a little bit more than just a schus. In the second Ramesha, b'chazaka gemura. In other words, what do you mean Kula Shalcha? How is Re'ia Kula Shalcha? Re'ia is a din kinyan, or a schus kedima. But it's not chazaka gemura, it's not kula shalcha. So if it's kula shali and we're playing off these two extremes, so maybe Mela, that's what Rashi means when he says b'chazaka gemura. Rashi, you want to help us out a little?
I was going to say that chazaka gemura is playing
It off. Yeah, but the question, right. So maybe that's the part. Maybe the fact that the ani amahapich b'charora helped us a lot. Ani Amapich Bechharar shows us that there's an idea of Zechuyos Ayyidei Re'iyah. And we're going to see more and more about this, that Re'iyah is some level of Zechus or a low-level Kinyan and so on. But to say Kula Shali Ayyidei Re'iyah, it's a Kinyan. But Dominion, you kind of know, Kula Shali means that halachically it's all mine. That's a little bit of the weakness. The Rabosa, you see what Amelus and Rashi is about? You know, I have to say, I don't think, again, I didn't earn my living yesterday, I didn't earn my living today. Why? Well, maybe that's not true. I learned a few, but I feel like sometimes we manage our Amal and Rashi, and we can know for sure, after Amelus, exactly what Rashi's Kavana is. I'm a little bit bothered at the end of the day, I'm not entirely comfortable with my shot. I'm not going to write it up and put it in Mirza Hashem, the Sefer, and Bav Metzia. I'm not going to write this up because I'm not convinced that I've truly understood how Kula Shali equals Chazaka Gemura. In other words, it's clear to me now that Rashi is contrasting the Hagbahs from the beginning, the Hagbah versus Re'iyah, and it's clear to me that Kula Shali, Rashi is contrasting to the idea of Mitzasiyah, but why is Rashi convinced that Kula Shali means Chazaka Gemura? Clearly the Gemara is driving at that. But it was the same problem we had in the Gemara. I didn't solve in the Rashi. So, I feel like we did 90% of the work. I feel like we didn't. All right. Maybe Rav Shimon will help us out a little bit on this. So, we tried. All right. Roman numeral 2. Let's keep on moving. Yisrael, you want to save us?
I think someone claims Kula Shali, they're claiming that it's theirs. What's the only way to claim that something's yours? Make a kinyan on it.
Right, but Re'iyah is a kana, and maybe Re'iyah is kana. How do the words Kula Shali preclude a kinyan of Re'iyah?
Because by Mitzatiyah,
So, by the way, I want to answer my own question. I just need to... I need to get a Lashon HaGemara somewhere, a Lashon HaRishonim somewhere. I think the answer to my question is that there's a chiluk between Chazaka Gemura, which means that it all belongs to Lee, versus a Schus Kinyan. That Re'iyah is a Schus Kinyan. But what bothers me with that is that that's fancy brisker terminology. I like fancy brisker terminology when it's MS. What bothers me about it is at the end of the day, you know, brisker terminology is only right when it makes sense. Here it doesn't make sense to me. As much as I think we're there, but the last 10% is it doesn't make sense. Why was Schus Kinyan, if it belongs to me, not be halachically Kula Shali? In other words, your Havana is differentiating between a halachic Kula Shali, that's a Schus Kinyan. Remember, there's a tzad and Re'iyah being a Schus Kedim, and I want to say that's what Rashi is saying, that Gufa, that's what the Gemara is playing with in the Havamina. So that's beautiful. The contract, the conceptual construct is beautiful over here. But in the words, where do you see Kula Shali is only a halachic kinyan? is not a halacha kinyan and is a chazaka gemura, like, you know, being all over it, versus and not called kula shali. Memela, it's kula shali. Like, are you going to tell me that just because I do a business transaction, I do a business, is it make a difference whether I do a business transaction through my credit card, right? And I on my credit card I buy the Empire State Building 3/4 away around the world, where I transfer stocks or whatever it might be, versus if I put on the sweater. Al-Pi Halacha, there's no difference. Kula Shali applies to both of them. Somehow Rashi's saying that Kula Shali, based on the Gemara, it's the Gemara's fault, not Rashi's fault, that Kula Shali indicates some type of Chazaka Gemura, putting on the sweater. You know? Mechitesi. That's where I'm bothered. I think it's the MS, but in terms of the construct, there's a Schus Kedima, there's a Schus Kinyan, and then there's a Maisa Kinyan, the Chafza itself, a Chazaka Gemura. That's the construct over here. And that's what I think is in the Halamina according to Pnei Yoshua. That's Chidush I'm saying. I'm saying a Chidush. But at the end of the day, where do you see that Kula Shali? So I have to be Modal Emes, that I don't have it out of Sofa. I'll be frank. Is anybody, are you going to save me, or are you just making trouble for me? You're trying to save me? Help? Yeah, go ahead.
My Riyah, you can always fight a Riyah with different tainas.
No.
Meaning, unless you have the Pnei
Yeshua. But I say Kula Shali.
No, unless you have the Pnei Yeshua to say that you told someone else, that would be the only Raya that you made a Kinyan with your eyes. However, if you didn't make the Kinyan with your eyes, so somebody could grab it from you, and you could say, yeah, I made a halachic Kinyan, but it doesn't help.
Doesn't help?
If you don't
it doesn't help halachically, or doesn't help winning in Bezda?
Well, halachically you wouldn't win, because what's your Raya that you made a Kinyan with your eyes?
Interesting.
I told your friend.
Interesting. We have to be all milled together a little more. I hear what you're saying. How many people want to just stop shear for 5 minutes and try to work this through, and how many want to go on? How many want to stop shear and work this through? Oh, you're no gay, though. You don't care. Anyway, how many people want to go on? Oh, wow. That's not the robe. I was expecting that to be a robe. Lee, you're confusing me with your hand. Let's start again.
Sorry.
How many people want to stop and be all milled on this? Okay, that's the road. So the recorders can go off because this is going to be charged per second. So now what Daniel is saying is interesting. That what Rashi is saying is like this: that Kula Shali is the pshat, that only Kula Shali, the only way we can know for sure that it belongs to Reuven, is in a case in which Reuven did a chazaka gemura. What happens, however, that if Reuven claims he saw it first, how does Bezdin know for sure that he saw it first? So Pnei Yoshua was bothered by this, and the Pnei Yoshua says, well, maybe it's a case in where Reuven told Levi that I saw it, and Bezdin asks Levi, did you see it and what time you saw it? And Levi remembers he saw it at 3:33. And Bezdin then does inquiries and finds out when Shimon picked it up, and it was 4:00. And that will be the only case that you can prove Re'iyah. If that's so, that's such a far-fetched case. To say that it's Kula Shali, how could someone assert Kula Shali definitively? Only in general, Bechazaka Gemura. Now, Pnei Yoshua is not like Daniel. Because the Pnei Yoshua said the case of Re'iyah was when he told his friend that Bezdin would do it. So the only way this pshat is going to work is if we're going with Daniel, not like the Pnei Yoshua. Okay. It's a little bit of, puts us in a little bit weaker position. Otherwise, we leave off with Tzarachi and Gadol exactly how it works. So clearly everything is beautiful within the construct. That there is a schus kedima, there's a schus kinyan, and then there is a kinyan of chazaka gemura, and kula shali seems to indicate chazaka gemura. Rashi claims somehow when we left off with a tzarechion that it precludes a schus kinyan, and Daniel gives us a possible pshat why it precludes a schus kinyan, because a schus kinyan is very very hard to prove kula shali. I'm saying that I've weighed in. But Mehechi Tesi, do I know it's Kula Shali? Can I really, really say Kula Shali that Bezdin and everybody's going to award it? If it's a sweater I put on, so then I've got the proof. L'chazaka gemura. But if it's not Ri'iya, Daniel wants to suggest that would be different. Okay, let us begin. We're not going to get to Roman numeral 3. We're only going to be able to start Roman numeral 2 of today's shir. B'ri'iya ba'al makani. We have a havamina, Ri'iya ba'al makani. Says Tosfos, Akasha. Avagavdik kani b'masnisa, and even though we learned in the Mishnah. Ro'as ha'metziya of Omer l'chaveira. Someone saw a metziya and he says to his friend, T'neili, give it to me. D'lo kana b'ri'iya. We learn b'feirish that you're not kona. Also, someone who sees a lost object and he falls on it, that he's not kone on it when he was roe. So what's Tosis' kasha? Tosis is bothered. How in the world could we ever have a reabamless kani? We see beferish from those mishnayos that the only time you're kone is when you fall on it. And if you say to your friend, give it to me, you're not kone. Says Tosis Motzi Lemitchi. By the way, I put the punctuation wrong in my Gemara quite a few years ago, so I'm correcting it. Why do I emphasize that? Because it's normal even for this Rebbe to make mistaken punctuations. I can't speak for other Rabbeim. But Motzi Lemitchi Kivin the Amar Tnei Li Oshenafa Le Golidaiti Delonichale Lemikni Achi Yegielu Yodoi. That says Tosis. No, that this is different. Those cases are different. Because since he said to his friend, go give it to me, or it's a case where he fell on it, then it shows that he wants to be koneh through that maisa. By the way, that, in brackets, works in beautifully with the Pnei Yoshua's idea. But he says to his friend, I want to be koneh b'ri'iya. That also might connect to the concept that ri'iya is not a full proof of kulishli. Ri'iya is very vague. We're working on it. We're chipping away. But I think only when you say Shir, Mirtz Hashem, you're going to get it at 100%. Then you have to call me up and remind me about everything. Okay. So that's what Tosis is saying. The Ramban quotes the Tosis, and he doesn't like Tosis's teretz. Let's take a look at the Ramban. We only have another 3 minutes. The Ramban says, Hava min b'riya ba'al makani, ikol mifra. So yes, the exact same kasha as Tosis. The Ramas Lavamina says Rabban v'ikod the mefarki le. Some answer the Hava Mina Shani Hasam that's not lead the Goliadai to lo nichle to likni. He quotes Tosis as teretz that some say that tnili means that he doesn't want it. El agba. All he wants is agba. V'loy daik says Rabban. That's not a good teretz. How's he going to get it? Is he going to leave it there? And then he's going to go get it? His friend is going there. The reason why he sent his friend had nothing to do with the fact that he wants his friend to be kone. He wants to be kone at Bereiya. But the reason why he says, go get it from me, is because Reiya, unless you're Inspector Gadget, right? So Re'iya is not going to get it for you. Only in, right? It's not going to work. So for that reason, says the Ramban, he says Tosis' raya was that the halacha is that he's going to get it how? Tosis' raya was that he's going to get it because that shows that he's not interested in kone Re'iya. No, says the Ramban, that's not the pashup shot why he told him to get it. The guy told him to get it for him because he wasn't going in that direction. He had something else to do, and he wants him to get it. He doesn't think that Tosis' raya is such a strong, teretz is such a strong teretz. So therefore, the Ramban is going to need to give another teretz. The Ritva says very simply, the Ritva and the Chidushia Ritva and the Chadashim says the following. The Chidush HaRitva is in Hava Amina Ba'alma Dekani. The Chidush, there are two Chidush HaRitvas. It is the Chidush HaRitva known as Chidush HaRitva Chadashim, the second Ritva in the red edition. The Ritva says, V'hikshu alav betosis, 3 lines in, the Mishnah Mefuresh is Hebe Pirikin, Raz HaMetziya V'amal HaChaver Tnevi, Natla V'amar Nizach Siyazach, Zachaba, V'nirit lo kasha al Rashi. Now that's really, really, really interesting. I want you to remind me that we have to discuss why is this dafka kasha on Rashi? What did the Ritva mean when he says lo kasha al Rashi? Okay? But he says it's not a kasha Rashi. Da'achi kamar. Why do you say dafka Rashi? Da'achi kamar. So he answers the teretz. He answers the question. Da'ashi shaita diktana tana da'achani mitzasiya. Kato ashminam shum tani de mitzia lo mekanya b'riya. Says the Ritva, a very simple technical teretz. You're right. If you learn more mishnayis, then you'll see from the halacha that you need to send somebody to be kona, riya is not kona. It's true. Daftes on the base. But we didn't learn it. The Gemara is saying that the Tana wants to already preclude from that error, even though it's halacha later on. Now, we do this all the time, right? If I don't want you to make a mistake before, and even though later on, if you're going to learn later on, you'll learn that it's a mistake. But I want you to get rid of that mistake earlier. So that's why we say that we're not talking about Re'iyah. We say Kula Shalit, to tell us not to. Is there another mission that's mashing that way? Yes. I leave off with the Tzarech Iyun. I want you to explain to me why the Ritva said Dafka, this was a Kasha and Rashi. Why did the Ritva say Rashi? Tosis did not mention that. Why did the Ritva say specifically Akasha and Rashi? Mitzvah Shem will pick up with that tomorrow. We will pick up with a couple other Shitas Harishonim how to deal with this question. And then we will go on with Re'iyah Baal Makani in regards to Habot the Behef Gari. I apologize that I have to rush. I will be back.